man. This is the old. Good morning, man. Kermit Edney with program 196 in the series of 260 programs that deal with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Today, we're going to remember the famous smelling machine, which brought national radio coverage to Hendersonville January 2nd, 1940. I'll admit that I never knew Luther Shipman, but I did notice an obituary in the Times News on this day, October 15th, 1959, which read, "Luther Shipman succumbs in VA hospital." I didn't remember ever hearing about the smelling machine when I was going to high school at Edneyville. I ran across an article dated January 2nd, 1940, which said, "Luther Shipman will be heard on We the People program tonight at 9 o'clock when he will be interviewed by Gabriel Heater over the CBS system." Now, in 1940, if I'd read that article, I didn't remember it. Of course, when you're still young and a bit wet behind the ears, you'll believe about anything. So the fact that a Henderson County man had invented a smelling machine didn't really impress me one way or another. But in 1975, when I was doing some research for the 33rd reunion of my old class of 42 at Edneyville, I happened to run across the story in the Times News again. This time, however, having been involved in radio broadcasting for a number of years, the article caught my attention. How did we, the people, hear about this smelling machine? Even in this day of modern computer chips, I hadn't run across such a development. And then, for some reason, I thought Gabriel Heater had always been on the Mutual Broadcasting System. I didn't remember him as being involved with We the People. You remember Gabriel Heater? Ah, yes, folks, there's good news tonight. He was sponsored by Ceratan, which, of course, is Nature's, spelled backward. The little article in the Times News said that, quote, "The Hendersonville man will explain the mysterious workings of his odor machine." Then on January 13, 1940, there was another article in the Times News headlined, "Luther Shipman deluged with fan correspondence." I'm quoting from the article now. "Luther Shipman, inventor of the smelling machine, who recently appeared on We the People program in New York, has received numerous letters asking about his instrument," according to W.C. Mitchum, Secretary of the Hendersonville Chamber of Commerce. The article goes on to say 147 letters had been received by Mr. Shipman up to yesterday. These include inquiries from 12-year-old boys and an 80-year-old man. One doctor in Canada wanted information as to whether the machine could detect cancer in a patient. A Boy Scout wanted a machine to use in tracking. Again quoting from the Times News article, a letter from Poteet, Oklahoma, addressed to a scientific smelling machine man, Hendersonville, North Carolina. And he wanted Mr. Shipman's cooperation in locating $90,000 in jewelry and money orders, which he said had been buried by train robbers who had died before revealing the hiding place of their loot. I made copies of these two stories from the Times News and forgot about them. One day, I inadvertently mentioned Luther Shipman's smelling machine, and somebody spoke up real quick and said, "Ken Allen has that machine at Scotty's." So I went by to see Ken, and he confirmed, yes, he did have the famous smelling machine in his possession, but that it was stored somewhere else. Well, my curiosity had my old forehead pounding. "You do have the smelling machine?" "Oh, yes, I have it." "Could I see it?" Ken indulgently went with me to another building where the machine was stored, and we eyeballed, we mused, we wondered, we speculated, and finally I concluded, "Ken, I don't really want to know if that machine works or not. It's enough for me to say that I've seen it. Has wires going into a little box, as I remember. Has a little antenna, and it fairly exudes mystery. Now, here's the good news. This machine I've been telling you about, which was publicized in the Times News January 2nd, 1940, and on the CBS network show We the People that same night in 1940, and the discussion of which brought to its inventor, Luther Shipman, 147 letters inquiring as to its availability. This machine, which one man referred to as made by the scientific smelling machine man, this machine, with the full cooperation of Ken Allen at Scotty's in downtown Hendersonville, listen, will be on display this week only. You can see it, no charge. A real thrill it was for the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.